First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood.
These guys, who cannot resist the urge to put music on their outgoing message.
Chaos and utter confusion reigns.
Go right into 10. Minus? Did yours do that?
Yeah.
Minus 003?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, now you're ahead of me.
What was that minus all about?
It was a negative track time. It was anti-time.
Oh, I'm going to rewind that.
Wow. What a trip. I like this one.
Yeah, it went into the negative land again. 6540, because I have it on the wrong one. That's right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm on 000.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Stop.
Pause. I paused on
you
10
got
seconds.
It. Do you have headphones? No, you don't.
I do have headphones.
Plug in the headphones, put them up to your cordless phone microphone, and put the right side up, and I'll put the left side up, so even the music will be stereo.
Oh, I'm on the left side on my speaker.
All right, then use the left speaker, and I'll use the right.
Okay, yeah, that'll be good. Ooh, now you're thinking, but I can't do anything else with the headphones.
That's fine. Well, you could put the headphones up to the microphone for more superior clarity.
August 16th, 1991.
And what's the mileage? We're doing this is the highest stereo separation.
30 seconds have passed.
Ooh. Good. Well, about a half a second delay there.
A half second delay.
Engage.
About a half second delay.
Ooh.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I'm in Mountain View.
I'm in Santa Clara, so we're literally, when the finished recording is heard, people will be hearing
miles.
The distance between the left and the right speakers will be about 8 miles. Ultimate stereo. Because I'm here in Santa Clara on this speaker, and Joe's in Santa Clara on the other speaker.
No, I'm in Mountain View.
I mean, it's Mountain View. You see what I mean, though?
Yeah.
It's going to be killer.
About 5 miles apart.
The ultimate test of stereo separationness.
Oh, maybe you're right. 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I guess so, because my mom's is 4 miles.
I don't
so
have
that's
a
five,
map
six,
of it.
Seven. Probably about 7 or 8 miles, you're right.
Oh, let's do the nuclear war one.
Oh, that one's...
too evil.
Yeah.
to?
Well, it's about fucking time.
Engagement. Let me call you right back. I'm on the party line.
No, how'd you get in?
I just did.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Well, why are you in it right now?
Because I am.
Well, who's on it?
I don't know yet. I just got on.
End of message. Message discarded.
Hello, you've reached Mitchell Brothers, O'Farrell Theater. Today's Wednesday, July 8th, 1992.
Thank you for calling. One message. New message playback. Wednesday, 6:57 p.m. End of final message. Backspace. Tuesday. Wednesday, 6:57 p.m. Room monitor. Room monitor. Playback all messages. Press 2 for other functions. Press 1 to record your message. Press 2 for other functions. Please leave your message.
4:35 a.m.
The outgoing is a dead art. Let's face it. I mean, I haven't heard an entertaining, interesting, or relevant outgoing. Well, not since I quit this quote-unquote box community. I don't know why you guys keep at it. You, Bipipidandini, Red Ball, day after day after day, just churning out, well, whatever it is that you call an outgoing.
End of message. Message discarded.
May I help you?
What is this? What's going on?
It goes up then, huh?
No, I don't understand.
Right, same idea.
Can we have some music now?
Bye-bye.
You're overreacting.
What a splendid outgoing, man. Really a splendid outgoing. Splendidly insane. I mean,
and you're overreacting.
Splendid, splendidly morbid little...
Don't play that music, that's fine! I'm going to sue!
And you're overreacting. Particular chord changes that you were doing there.
It was a wonderful growing thing for me, man. It was a wonderful education up and beyond any galaxy called college. You know, I have to put my own self through college, beyond whatever any college could offer me.
You're completely right. I don't know anything about that. And you're also totally right about, being a security guard really is better than college. And you know all about college, so you're very qualified to make the statement that college can't offer you anything.
Well, you're in a real position to talk about college, and, I know that I stick my dick on the fucking burner of the stove, it's gonna get burned. So I know if I go to college, I'm gonna be wasting time. I'd rather waste time getting high, baby.
You're right. You're right. I could end up like that, which does not destroy me, makes me stronger, so they say.
End of message.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. Call again. Thank you.
You may start your message now.
Joe, it's over. Gosh, you don't even acknowledge my existence anymore. You used to leave me messages and put me on your outgoing. Now it's like I don't even exist. It's like I've never been on this planet before. I know I've been through leprosy, and I've been visited by Gene Autry in the night, and been abducted by aliens driving 1992 models, of course, only the best. But you just ignore me. After everything I've been through, you can at least have the common decency to call me and acknowledge my existence. I am alive, you know. I have feelings, too, and you're hurting them because you refuse to call 8045. All I ask, just press my mail buttons and make me happy. This is not Burger King. You do not get it how you want it.
End of message.
So, it's over. Gosh, you don't even...
I'm Daniel Zverdlow. We have with us live via the internet all the way from the Brazilian rainforest, Professor Stephen Jay Hawking, who we are told has made some recent startling advances in grand unified field theory and is quite close to discovering the true nature of the universe. Professor, good evening.
Good evening, Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Professor. I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fine. Professor...
Yes.
I'm fine. Professor...
I'm glad you are fine, Daniel.
You have been working for years on grand unified field theory.
Yes.
Professor, you have been working for years on grand unified field theory.
Yes.
Keeping in mind the basic limitations of the uncertainty principle, have you come any closer to a theory that does indeed explain all phenomena in the known universe?
Well, Daniel, it is funny you should ask that. I was discussing just this issue with one of my former students the other day at my home in Cambridge, and we thought that chaos theory may turn out to be more important than...
I'm fine. Professor, you have been working for years on a grand unified field theory,
yes.
Keeping in mind the basic limitations of the uncertainty principle.
Are you okay, Daniel? What is wrong?
Surely your work has yielded some results, perhaps expanding on recent advances in string theory that delve into the nature of dark matter.
You are scaring me.
But, Professor, surely your work has yielded some results, perhaps expanding
stop.
On recent advances in string theory that it perhaps
Please
expanding
stop,
on
Daniel.
Recent advances in string theory that delve into the nature of dark matter and address...
What is the matter with you? Why
in
are
string
you doing
theory
this?
That delve into the nature
Please
of
stop.
Dark matter and
you
addresses whether we
in
are
in
an oscillating
fashion,
universe
Daniel.
Or in one that will continue its relentless...
Ever since
surely
you started newscasting, you haven't been the same. You don't
advances.
Call anymore. You don't break.
On recent advances
you are
in string
out with
theory
your
that delve into the nature
God
of dark matter
what.
And addresses
now
whether we
are
in an oscillating
like
universe
totally
or
my feelings in this interview.
Or one that will continue its relentless expansion until the end of time?
Why do you do this to me? I am leaving you, Daniel. I do not want to see you anymore.
Yes, I see. Would you...
And I'm giving you your ring back. Don't break. Don't call. You can take your interview and go to hell. Goodbye.
Yes, I see. Thank you, Stephen J. Hawking. This just in, we are receiving reports now from... various field reporters that the U.S. government is involved in a major conspiracy. That's right, a major conspiracy against me. It's against me, Daniel Sverdlow. They apparently don't like the way I dress and believe I have an annoying vocal style. They are also reportedly not crazy. Thank you, Stephen J. Hawking.
You are acting like a fool.
I forgive you your language. There are times I know when your sanity is about to give way.
I'm sorry, sir. Oh, my God, I'm going to be done. We're not ready for the B-Bug yet. No.
Hey, quit laughing. I'm trying to humiliate you.
You may start your message now.
Hey, baby. Shall we go for a second? At the moon, the time will be 4:30.
End of message. Message discarded. Message kept. Friday from...
Kill the Muslims.
You know, about marijuana. I found a part of the brain that has no function at all except it receives marijuana. They call it the marijuana receptacle or reception area or something. That's all it does. The only thing it does in the brain is process marijuana. They're not quite sure why it's there. They suspect a long time ago that marijuana was some type of food or something, and they ate the leaves, and therefore part of the brain developed, and that's why people smoke it now. It's like there's like this genetic thing. Some people still need it or something. I don't know. I just read that anyways.
End of message. Message discarded.
And you have reached mailbox 8819. We have some new material now from Alan Newport, also known as 115. He used to be on the voicemail system. He canceled his mailbox nearly 2 years ago. The topic was Goals in Life, recorded Saturday, July 11th, 92.
You only know what you need to know for the moment.
So having a goal, what you say about the goals, that doesn't matter?
Goals and plans don't matter because life has its own agenda, and the more goals and plans that you make, the more you're going to experience disillusionment, lots of pain and sorrow and disappointment. And if that's what you're compelled to do, then go for it. But, you know, in fact, that's what I did, and that's how I arrived at what I just said. Because I, too, at one time had goals and plans, and it just led to disappointments and disillusionments. You thought people were supposed to be this way, and the government was this way, and everything's this way, and you only come to find out that it's all chaos, man. It's all crazy, and that something else is working through us with its own plan. And, you know, things can be nice and easy if you don't try to predict what that plan is. You know, you just kind of go with it moment to moment.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm walking down the street outside, taking one step, two steps, three steps, just like that. Sure, you can do it too. Talking on my cellular phone. Can you say that? Phone? Sure. You've got one in your hand right now. Maybe some of you are getting that special feeling in your special spot I told you about last week. You might want to do something with the phone. Let's get out our KY jelly. Can you say that? KY? Sure you can. Let's lubricate the phone with the KY. Makes it so nice, slippery, and easy to fit. Now let's put it in our rhythm. Can you say that? Sure you can. Here we go. Relax and insert. Now it's inside the butt. Feels kind of big and nice up there, doesn't it? Whoop, here's the Mr. Policeman. I better take it out of my butt. It seems to be caught in something inside. I better hide it.
Hey, you. What are you doing, Rogers?
I'm just taking a walk in my neighborhood.
What's that behind you?
That's nothing. That's my special purpose.
Well, let me see that. That's a cellular phone. Get behind your ass. You've got a cellular phone. You're at the violation of state product codes.
Sorry, please don't.
Get out of your phone.
Please, it's got on my large intestine. Yeah. That's real gross. There's half-digested food spilling out of my ripped large intestine hanging out of my butt. It's not very good.
Roger. Well, see you later.
I don't feel too good. I feel like I'm dizzy. I'm having little fantasies. Everything is green. You have a good day in the neighborhood.
You may start your message now.
This is Callie Wayne from the San Jose Police Department. Your personalized greetings have been known to be profane and full of obscene language. This is improper and shall not be placed under a private phone line. If you wish to do this, you must do it under an 800 or 900 phone number. If you do not take this message off in the next 24 hours, then you will be placed under the citizen's arrest of the San Jose Police Department. Thank you for your cooperation.
End of message.
Saturday, we charge $10 per phone call and $5 per minute. Please leave your name and address after the beep so we can send you a bill. Thank you.
Yes, Joe. Engagement. Let me call you right back. I'm on the party line.
Wait a minute. Who's on it?
I don't know yet. I just got on.
Hello.
8-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-1-9-
Reading changed. Bye.
You don't pay me child support. You don't see me alive.
Anytime I want.
No.
You already told me.
No.
Anytime I want during a month.
Bull.
Bull.
If you, if that money's not there, you're not going to see me alive anymore. I'm sorry, but if you're not going to pay to support him, why should you have the right to see him?
Fuck you, I am paying to support him. I'll pay you on the 20th.
You're telling me you're not going to give me the child support money, is what you just told me.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you.
You're not going to give me PLI for 3 months, right? Isn't that what you said?
I didn't say you couldn't see him as much as you wanted, but I don't think it's a good idea that he lives with you for three whole months.
You're through, Nancy. You're through.
What do you mean I'm through?
I don't call here anymore. I don't want to hear from you at all, period. I'll pick everything up on my normal scheduled days.
Not, are you paying? Are you? Is the check going to be in the mailbox?
Yeah.
Put those pillows on the couch.
Because if it's not, then...
That's it.
Well, you better wait till fucking about 2 o'clock in the morning and come get it. Your ass is grabbed.
Why? Are you threatening me now?
I'm not threatening you, but I don't...
What are you saying?
I can't say what I might do.
This is absolutely none of her business.
It's bullshit. She's going to be my wife.
So? She's not your wife yet, and until the point that she's your wife, she has nothing to do with me at all. And if anything, she's making the matters worse.
No, you are.
How am I making it worse? I'm not cussing anybody out. I'm not making...
That's why.
I'm not harassing or calling people and threatening them and bullshit like that. I haven't been doing that at all. Oh, you want to make a bet?
People all the time. And I have news.
Oh, I harass people all the time and I've threatened people all the time. I really doubt that.
Yeah, you do.
And you know,
for you.
This is none of your business.
Bet?
Yes,
God,
this is none of your business.
No longer your husband because his divorce is going to be final pretty soon.
Great. I have no problem with
and
that.
You have not, and as far as paying money, you have not paid 1 cent towards this divorce.
So, it was his decision to get divorced. And you know what? I am talking to Josh on the phone.
In this house.
I am not talking to you. I am talking to Josh on the phone. This is between me and Josh. This
is
not between you.
Anymore. And you are not calling here anymore.
I can call where I want to call.
No, you won't. I have news for you. What you don't know won't hurt you either.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Is that a threat?
You,
are you threatening me?
No, you threatened me.
How am I threatening you?
You wanted to see him, what I didn't know wouldn't hurt me? Well, I have news for you. What you don't know won't hurt you. And you better watch your fucking back, bitch.
Well, that's not nice to record someone when they're talking. Oh, that's just horrible.
Are you threatening me?
Today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 39 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Chaos Theory. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network's home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned, or check the station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. You can write the National Cynical Network, email voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere. And thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.